Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll be featuring three more top 10 Motown artist hits that are sung by another Motown artist. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, The Daz Band, The Temptations, Mother and the Vandellas, Impact of Brass, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from Diana Ross, Reach Out, I'll Be There, a four top smash hit, right here on Motown Memories.
If you feel that you can't go on, 'cause all your hope is gone, and your life is filled with confusion, and happiness is just an illusion, and your world around is tumbling. Darling, reach out, reach out, reach out, reach out, reach out. Ooh. Ooh. I can tell the way you hang your head. You're thinking you're alone now, no love of your own. Darling, reach, reach out,
reach out,
reach out,
reach out,
reach out for me, boy. I'll give you all the love you need. Hey, baby, I'm gonna be right there. You can always depend on me.
understand each other since we got to be here. Let's live. I love you.
Let it rip,
baby.
Child,
let it rip,
closer to you. We both are here to have the fun, so let it win. You got the mutual feeling, obviously revealing. Let me be your paper man. I love to be a joker man. We both are here to have the fun, so let it win.
Motown memory from the Dazz Band. Dazz stands for Danceable Jazz, and that was Let It Whip. That reached number 5 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1982, and that was their only top 40 song. Before that, the smash hit from Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, number 1 on both the rhythm and blues charts and pop charts from 1973. And we started this half hour with Diana Ross, Reach Out, I'll Be There, a great four top smash hit. Their version reached number 1 from 1966. Diana's version was recorded and released in 1971. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring top 40 Motown artist hits that are sung by another Motown artist. Well, coming up, the number 1 song from Edwin Starr in 1970, but here is the Temptations version of War.
Well, War is a cult of culture era soul song written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong in 1969. Well, Whitfield first produced the song, and of course it was a blatant anti-Vietnam War protest song with the Temptations, which is the version we'll hear coming up. And after Motown began hearing repeated requests to release War as a single, Whitfield re-recorded the song with Edwin Starr as the vocalist, because Motown didn't want to alienate their more conservative fans. Well, Edwin Starr's version of War was a smash number one hit in 1970, and it was not only the most successful and well-known record of his career, but it was also one of the most popular protest songs ever recorded. Well, here is The Temptations with War, right here on Motown.
Innocent lives. War means tears in thousands of mothers' eyes. When their sons go off the fight and lose their life, I said,
war. What is it good for?
Absolutely. Say it again.
War. What is it good for?
Absolutely.
War.
It's nothing but a heartbreak.
War.
Friend only to the honor.
unrest within the younger generation. Induction, then destruction. Who wants to die? Oh,
oh.
Too short and precious to spend fighting wars each day. War can't give life, it can only take it away. Oh, war! Keep our freedom, but Lord knows it gotta be a better way. I said,
war,
yeah, yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely. Nope. Say it again.
War,
yeah, 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 yeah.
What is it good for?
Real Time Memories with Tom Fallon.
Song from Martha and the Vandellas, Nowhere to Run, and they reached number 8 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965, and we started with the Temptations version of War, recorded and released in 1970. Edwin Starr had a number 1 smash hit that same year. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring top 10 Motown artist hits that are sung by another Motown artist. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from 5 such songs. Here is the 6th with the impact of Brass, and Never Can Say Goodbye, the Jackson 5 smash hit right here on Motown. Thank you. Junior Walker and the All-Stars with their smash hit, What Does It Take to Win Your Love? And they reached number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1969. And we started with the impact of Brass Never Can Say Goodbye, recorded and released in 1971. And the Jackson 5 had a smash hit with that same year in 1971, reaching number 2. Well, this hour, we featured top 40 Motown artist hits that were sung by another Motown artist.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.